It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, February 2nd, 2011. I'm John Moe. Remember when Captain Kirk needed to push the Enterprise just a bit further? Scotty would try to explain to him that it wasn't that easy.
We can't do it. If we keep this speed, we'll blow up any minute now.
I thought of that when I read about a new report from Cisco. It says mobile internet usage, like from smartphones, is skyrocketing. More people with more devices, watching more videos, making more video phone calls. By 2015, people will send and receive 26 times as much mobile data as they do now. Can the system handle that traffic? Glenn Fleischman writes for The Economist's website. He says carriers make money off a mobile web that can do more video calling. So they'll try to find a way.
And if the carriers can't get these technologies into the marketplace, of course the data use won't rise. People will become frustrated if every time they try to stream a video, it's choppy and doesn't work. The carriers have to put all this money in and build these networks to meet the expectation.
One place the carriers will look to enable our brave new global mobile world: fallow spectrum, parts of the broadcast signal that are just sitting there. George Calhoun is a professor at Stevens Institute of Technology.
You know, the vast majority of that spectrum has never been put to use. It's been in reserve or held as a buffer so that if you had a channel 29 in Philadelphia, you couldn't use that same channel in New York. So there would be a large block of spectrum that has not been put to use by the broadcasters. And when cellular radio started up, the mobile phones that we're familiar with, those were voice phones. And voice can be seen as a very narrow band transmission, as they call it. It doesn't require very much spectrum. And to give you an idea, the original cellular licenses that were granted were about the equivalent of, say, two TV channels. Once you look at it from the perspective of what sort of idle spectrum can we bring into the commercial marketplace, I think there's a lot of pockets of spectrum that you can look at, and a fair amount of capacity is going to become available. But that's what this tidal wave of demand is going to force to happen.
But it's going to require more than just new spectrum. Glenn Fleischman says that it will take more innovations like the new LTE data networks.
And LTE is a much more efficient way to take data and encode it over radio waves. So when you go from 1G, which was analog cellular, to 2G, to 3G, to 4G, it's not just a marketing pitch. It's actually each technology is better at taking the scarce resource of spectrum and putting more data over it through ever more advanced techniques that give us something more and more equivalent to wired bandwidth when we're using radio waves.
So it's a matter of getting more spectrum and using it better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you work at it from both ends. As you need more spectrum, because more spectrum is always better, because then you don't have to be quite as efficient and you can serve more people or have more capacity. Using spectrum more cleverly means that you can make better use of the limited spectrum you may have. Wi-Fi is an incredibly clever use of a very, very tiny slice of spectrum that's in what's called a junk band that usually means you can't use it for much. And Wi-Fi is a multi-billion dollar worldwide industry that transformed how people do short-range networking. Wi-Fi is a great example of being very clever with very limited resources. But having more bandwidth is actually the best thing, because then you don't have to be quite as clever and everything isn't marginal or an edge case. It just works.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Microsoft says a flaw in Internet Explorer could allow hackers to steal your data. Windows versions from XP to Windows 7 are vulnerable. No patch available yet, but Microsoft has posted a workaround solution, and we have a link on our site. And the Art Project is a new online tool from Google. It's basically Google Street View, but instead of neighborhoods, you see art in 17 major museums around the world. Careful, you get sucked in fast. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
If you're flying this month, you can get free Wi-Fi on your plane.
Great.
As long as the only site you visit is Facebook.
Oh.
Seven airlines are offering free Facebook. If you want to visit any other site, it'll be $5 for a short flight, $13 for a long one.
Gotta say, I'm disappointed that it's only Facebook.
Or you could be thrilled that you can be on Facebook on a plane, like this classic Louis C.K. clip.
Everybody on every plane should just constantly be going, "Oh my God! Wow! Yes! You're flying! You're sitting in a chair in the sky."
Yes.
Good reminder. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.